Ladies and gentlemen, I spoke to this man before. I adore him. He's a wonderful actor. He was never off television for years. But then his true vocation, to hit the stage. And he does it so well. Habit of Art, the Alan Bennett play, is on right now at the Playhouse till Saturday, the 27th of October. Who am I talking about? The boss man himself, Matthew Kelly. Hello, Matthew.
I love you, Pete. That was a great introduction. Would you like to be my agent?
Oh, I love your talent. I love when you explore a stage. You take a script on, but you take it in a different way. Your performances are always different. I love you for that.
Oh, well, I hope you're going to be able to see this one because he's such a great bloke. He's a bit of a verbal bully.
Right.
In fact, he never stops talking all night on this. Oh, my God. Yeah. The Lurd. Oh, Pete, the Lurd was terrible. But it always encourages me when I learn a play like this, because I think, oh, well, this is not the one that's going to get me. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that's amazing,
actually,
yeah.
This was the play that Michael Gambon had to drop out of. And I think that was the beginning of him not being able to learn lines.
That's sad, that, isn't it? Because, you know, Matthew, I've always struggled, especially when I do pantos. It frightens me.
Ah, yes, you see, but that's because you second-guess yourself. I find that when I'm learning something, especially something like this, that it's really, really hard to begin with, but all you have to do is you have to read it a lot. Just read it over and over and over again.
Right.
Without putting the book down.
Yeah.
It's the practice of the thing. And then, you know, then you put the book down and you go, now how much of this can I remember? And then you incrementally, it gets more and more. So you don't beat yourself up every time you don't know it.
Yeah.
What you do is you encourage yourself by saying, oh, I know that bit already. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's interesting. Matthew, you get offered so many scripts. Does it jump out at you when you... we know about Alan Bennett's writing anyway, but does it jump out at you and go, I've got to do this?
Oh, yes. Oh, especially this play, I'd say. Because I love Alan Bennett's stuff anyway, because he's kind and he's intellectually hospitable. That's what I call
that's
it.
That's nice.
So, yeah. So he never leaves you out, even though we know he's much cleverer than all of us. But he never makes you feel that. He's always inclusive and accessible and very funny. And he wrote to us all after our first night in York.
Right.
I mean, he always, always sends... a card and a big bottle of champagne for the company. Wherever you are, and this is the fourth one I've done of his, wherever you are, he knows when you're opening, and he does that for you. But this time he did that in York, and the next day we all got individual cards written in pen and ink, and with a pen and ink cartoon of Bennett himself. Ah,
oh, that's amazing, that's amazing.
I know. Well, yeah. Now that's the other thing. Now, my character in it, W.H. Auden, is the same in a way. He's kind of intellectually hospitable, but he's kind, and he wants the best for people, and he tells the truth. But he is a filthy old slob. There's always something in there. You know, I play the parts now when I get to the end of a run and I look at the costume and I think, there's nothing here I want nicking.
And what about your son's talent?
Oh, my God. Well, of course, he's been in... Did you see him in Hairspray?
Oh, I just loved him.
Wasn't he great?
He was wonderful in it.
I know. And it's such a great musical as well.
Yeah.
He's just finished that now. That's come off the road. And I've just heard that he's going out with Northern Broadside next week. In the new year,
that's
he's doing
great.
It.
You've got a great relationship with your son, haven't you?
Oh, I love that, you know, because, well, we grew up together, really.
Yeah.
Because I was only a kid when I had him.
We
were identical as well.
You're amazing. I love you when you're working together. Now, talking about lines, I always remember Claire Sweeney, when you did the two-hander, she said you were incredibly helpful, charming and generous with you, because it was a two-hander. And she said you did so much for her and she learned so much working with you on that.
I thought it was the other way around. honest, Pete.
I've got to ring her and tell her that.
No, I was the one who was struggling, and she was the one who was rock solid. That's true. Anyway, and on this, I've got David Yellen. David Yellen is playing Benjamin Britten.
Yeah.
And he's lovely. He's my Claire Sweeney. I call him my leading lady, actually, because he is just fantastic. He's rock solid. He's calm. He's quiet. He's generous. He's giving. And very, very rude on stage.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it already. Why should people come and see Habit of Art, the Alan Bennett, until Saturday? Why should they come and see it at the Playhouse Liverpool?
I want them to see it because you'll learn a bit about the composer Britten and the poet Auden, but that's not the purpose of it. You'll learn more about why people in friendships lose them, how they care for them, how they bully them, how people are treated in biography. It's a many-layered play, this. But mainly, it's very, very funny, and you will get all the jokes because it's a play within a play. So we all play actors, play the parts. And so we get a chance to comment on what's going on, and also it gives them a chance to do some terrible gags about how awful actors are. But it's very, very funny. But at the same time, it's fantastically moving.
Nice.
And it's what all theatre to me should be. It's very uplifting.
Fantastic.
So when you come out, you will feel a million times better. Even when some things upset you within the play, he counterbalances it with something funny, which actually makes both the comedy and the tragedy more poignant and more funny. And more sad. So, I love those things when you come out of the theatre and you kind of feel refreshed. It's a bit like going through a therapy session in a way.
That's fantastic.
And you feel ready to have a bevy, which is what I'll be doing in the bar every night. Thank you very much. So that's another reason to go, because if you see me, I'll buy you a drink.
Oh, I wouldn't have put that out, but I don't. Definitely putting that out. It finishes on Saturday. Habit of Art at the Liverpool Playhouse. It's the Alan Bennett. Amazing, amazing piece of writing. Matthew Kelly, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you, Peter.